think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Mexico, the border between Mexico and the United States, much in the news because of unhappiness over immigration. There's more in Mexico, however, than immigration. There is the power of the president, AMLO, López Obrador, who remains popular. And then there are threats from the president's party against members of Congress. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor at the Wall Street Journal editorial board, to help me understand this fact. The leader of the president's party, Morena, threatened 223 members of Congress, of his Congress. Mario Delgado threatened them with treason because of the way they voted with regard a piece of legislation. Mary, a very good evening to you. I don't know if this is ordinary language in Mexican partisanship, but threatening 223 members of Congress to be tried for treason sounds unusually out of proportion. What has happened? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. At stake here is President López Obrador's vision for Mexico during his six-year term. He wanted to transform the country, and a very critical piece of that transformation was going to be to restore the monopoly power of the big oil company that we normally call Pemex, and also of the electricity company, which used to be the monopoly generator and distributor of electricity. And in order to do that, he has to get rid of a reform to the Constitution that was done in 2013, implemented in 2014, which allows competition into the energy sector in Mexico. And he went to Congress and he asked his party to champion this reform of the reform, in other words, to reinstate the monopoly power of those two state companies. And basically, he didn't get the votes. He needed a qualified majority, basically two-thirds, and he didn't have the votes. He only has simple majorities in those chambers. And so the vote failed. And he's still going to try to do, he's not giving up, but that's a major setback for his fourth transformation of Mexico, for his party, and for him personally. And the reaction, which you're referring to, which is the leader of his party in Congress, Mario Delgado, threatened to try those 223 congressmen for treason, because he says that by allowing competition in the energy sector, this is giving away the sovereignty of Mexico and so forth, and that's why they're treasonous.
The president concentrates power in his office, but there's also indication from your reporting that the president wishes to concentrate power in his party, in the Congress. Something called participatory democracy to enhance AMLO's rule. How would it work in Congress, Mary, different from what is now?
Well, let's remember that despite the fact that AMLO is trying to consolidate power in the executive, there still are institutions in Mexico. One of them is called the legislature. There's the Supreme Court. There's the independent electoral body. And those institutions have been in his way. Now, with the case of Congress, he's disturbed because, as I said before, you know, he has simple majorities, but he doesn't have this qualified majority that he needs to do the major projects that he wants. So he wants to change the electoral law, and he wants to go from representative democracy, where people go and vote for their preferred candidate, to something that is known as proportional representation. And when you have proportional representation, basically what you end up doing is voters vote for the party, and then the party has a list of candidates, and each candidate is ranked from one to how many candidates they're putting up. And the more obedient you are to the party, the higher your number is on the list. So if you're want to be assigned a seat from Morena, you need to be extremely aligned with the party. Otherwise, they're not going to put you at a high place on the list and you're not going to get a seat. And this is proportional representation is very damaging. It's used a lot in the region because it consolidates power in the party and would consolidate power for the president. You know, you're much better off with direct representation, where people elect their candidates. But you know, for obvious reasons, he doesn't like that.
Would this method grow Marina's power in the legislature? Would it make it many more representatives?
Well, at this time, it would grow its power. The president remains popular. I mean, I think he's got better than 50% approval. So, you know, just in terms of the number of people turning out and voting for Morena, that would increase, that would help them, because they would, given the number of seats that you earn, are connected to, the number of people who vote for the party. So, Since Lopez Obrador is popular, Morena draws a lot of votes. But the other reason that he likes it, and I think the more important reason, is it gives him a lot of control over the party. So, you know, he's the one who's saying how the people will be ranked on the list. And therefore, you know, the seats go to the highly obedient members of the party.
The Supreme Court, the Congress, the electricity laws, the sellers and buyers of energy in Mexico, all these things that AMLO seeks to change in some fashion. He's got less than 3 years to go in his one term, mandated one term. Is he looking to extend his time in the presidency, Mary? Can we guess that all this is aimed at some transformation of the Mexican Constitution?
Well, there are fears of that because he is so bloody-minded about his transformation. And, you know, he tried for so long to get to the presidency. And now that he's there, he doesn't want to leave until he accomplishes what he's had in mind all these years. I think it's going to be very tough for him. I mean, one of the things he would try to do, I think, is generate a kind of mobilization in the streets where, you know, it looks like everybody's just demanding that he stays. And so what can he do but, you know, basically try to stay? I think Mexican institutions and the pluralism in Mexico is sophisticated enough that is unlikely to happen. I think he would just run into too much resistance. I hope I'm right. I could be wrong. But the other thing that he will undoubtedly do is try to ensure that the Morena candidate for the next round is someone who is obedient to him. And right now it looks like he would try to get the current mayor of Mexico City as the candidate. But there are a number of members of Morena who are not so obedient to him and who might also like the job. So there's going to be a little bit of a struggle there as well. I mean, a lot will depend on how popular he is at the, you know, in a year or a year and a half from now. The economy's not doing well. The pandemic was not really handled well. You know, there are going to be a lot of reasons why people might want a change. And a lot will depend also on what the opposition is able to come up with in terms of a candidate.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, reporting on Mexico and the ambitions of the very powerful president, AMLO. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.